John 16:16-22. Your sorrow will turn into joy. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends of Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read the chapter we are studying every day and write your answers to one or two meditation questions daily, along with your insights, observations, etc. Share with your sharing partner and pray for them daily. Listen to the audio commentary after studying the passage for yourself. As we have been learning from John 16:13-15, the Holy Spirit will teach and guide us into all truth. The Spirit will glorify Jesus and reveal Jesus and the Father to us. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for giving us your Spirit to live in us, to guide us, and to reveal Christ to us and through us. We open our hearts to you today, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 16:16-22, your sorrow will turn into joy. Let's begin by reading verses 16 through 19. A little while, and you will not see me again. A little while, and you will see me. Some of his disciples therefore said to one another, "What is this that he says to us, 'A little while, and you won't see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I go to the Father'?" And he said, they said, "What is this that he says, 'A little while'? We don't know what he is saying." Verse 19, "Therefore Jesus perceived that they wanted to ask him, and he said to them, 'Do you inquire among yourselves concerning this, that I said, a little while, and you won't see me, and again a little while, and you will see me?'" Meditation question. What did Jesus mean when he said, "A little while, and you won't see me, and again a little while, and you will see me"? The disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying. We know from the other Gospels that Jesus told them multiple times that he would be arrested, suffer, and die, but they did not understand what he was saying. In these verses, Jesus told them that he was going away for a little while, but after another little while, they would see him again. They said, "We don't know what he's saying." Jesus knew that they did not understand. I think Jesus knew that they would not understand until after the resurrection, because the disciples could not grasp the cross and the resurrection. However, Jesus knew that he would soon suffer and die on the cross for the sins of the world. He also understood that he would rise from the grave on the third day. He was telling them this so that they would understand when it happened. A little while, Jesus told them about when the disciples would not see him, was the time of his suffering and death on the cross. They did not see him for 3 days after his death, then another little while, a short time, until Jesus appeared to them after he rose from the grave. Verse 20-22. "Most certainly, I tell you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she gives birth, has sorrow because her time has come. But when she has delivered the child, she doesn't remember the anguish anymore for the joy that a human being is born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take that joy away from you." Meditation question. Why were the disciples sorrowful? How was their sorrow turned into joy? What caused their hearts to rejoice with joy that no one could take away? Of course, the disciples were sad because Jesus told them he was going away. Their hopes and dreams depended on Jesus. How could they continue if Jesus were not with them? Jesus assured them that their sorrow would be turned into joy, but at that time, it didn't seem that Jesus' words were very reassuring to them. Jesus gave them the example of a woman giving birth. It is painful for a while, but when the baby is born, she forgets the pain because she is full of joy when her child is born. I don't think the disciples understood this illustration until they saw Jesus face to face after he arose. Then all their sorrow and pain were gone. They finally understood what Jesus had told them. They finally understood the cross and the resurrection. No one could take this away their joy. Now we know Jesus and his Spirit lives in us. However, the day will come when we see Jesus face to face. This will happen when we die and go to be with him, or when he returns to this earth, whichever comes first. Imagine the joy you will have on that day. We know that Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to his Father's right hand. However, when we see Jesus face to face, no words will be able to express our joy. It will be amazing and overwhelming. No one will be able to take away our joy on that day, and it will continue throughout all eternity. I think that this is how the disciples felt when they saw the risen Lord. Their sorrow, doubt, and uncertainty turned into unceasing and overflowing joy. They realized Jesus was alive and that everything he said to them was true. Jesus told them, "I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you." I think this will be true for us when we see the Lord face to face. Thank you, Jesus, that you suffered and died on the cross for our sins. Thank you that you rose from the dead and are now at the right hand of your Father. And thank you that we will see you face to face very soon.